You're listening to Bit by Bit, July 17th, 2005. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Sprankle, and this is Bit by Bit, a podcast by a teacher for teachers, talking and reflecting about the use of technology in instruction and the changing classroom environment for the 21st century. I got the window open, so you might hear some traffic today because I need some air in here. We've suddenly hit a heat wave here in Maine and need the air, or I don't know that I can get through the podcast. So you'll probably hear some background noise. This podcast, I'm going to talk about iTunes a little bit. I got some email from a couple people. One I received at the beginning of the month, and I just haven't gotten to it yet. And this was from Evelyn Hall, who is recording with her iPod and wondering how to get that data into MP3. Now, I do not have an iPod recorder, and I imagine that Evelyn has some type of microphone going into it, perhaps a Griffin iMic or something like that. I thought that the iPod was encoding it at MP3, but according to this email, it doesn't sound like that's how it's happening. So I'm going to talk about how she can transfer them into MP3s. And I also got an email from Randy Trailer, who was asking how to encode these as small as possible. And also, we had a conversation about ripping them to mono instead of stereo, which will make a smaller file size. So I am going to go into my iTunes and just walk you right through this. Now, I am a Macintosh person. And you probably hear the fan in the background. I'm using my G5 iMac. It has a very noisy fan, so I apologize for that. Usually I turn it off when I do my recordings, but here I am walking through this. And I'm going to walk you right through how I encode my MP3s. And I use iTunes to do this, and a lot of people do out there. Now, as far as I know, the PC version is the same. And if I'm wrong, I'd love to hear about that. I have not used the PC iTunes software. So I am in iTunes right now, and I see the menu bar at the top, and there's iTunes, File, Edit, Controls, Visualizer, and then you get to Advanced. And if I click on Advanced and let that menu drop down, there will be a menu item called Convert Selection to MP3. Yours may say Convert Selection to AAC. It depends on what the preference is set, and we're going to go in and change that in a second. So I can convert whatever file I have selected in iTunes to that format. So I'm going to get out of that. I just wanted to show you where that was. And I'm going to look at iTunes again. And, of course, over in the left, there's my source with the place where I can set up libraries, and of course you have library at the top. Party Shuffle might be there. Music Store will definitely be there, and whatever external iPod players you have connected. So I'll just click on library, and I'll make sure that I have the file selected that I need. Okay, so let's imagine that I've just recorded in Audacity. Randy was mentioning that he's using Audacity. I'd probably say that is an AIFF file. So I see a file, let's say it's one of my Bit by Bit shows. I see Bit by Bit, and I'll select that in the library. And under the iTunes menu, I'll drop down to Preferences, and you'll see a window come up. And again, I hope this is transferring to the PC. I'm not real sure. In the preferences, I'll see a bunch of things at the top with little icons. I have one that's called General. It looks like a light switch. iPod, podcast, audio, importing, and others. Yours may look a little different, but I think that's how it is. So I'm looking at the importing, and I'll click on that. And there will come up some options. It says Import Using, and I have a drop-down menu there. And if I click on that, I see that I have the choice of AAC encoder, AIFF, Apple lossless encoder, MP3, and a WAV encoder. Now, for podcasts, you're going to want MP3. AAC is a great format, but it's going to only work in iTunes. So if you're wanting your audience to be able to get your file from anywhere, you don't want to go with AAC, you want to go with MP3 encoder. Below that import using, there is a part that says setting, and again, another drop-down menu, and I click on that, and I see that I have some preset options. One is good quality at 128 kilobytes per second. The next is high quality at 160 kilobytes per second, and then higher quality at 192. And then at the bottom, I have custom with an ellipsis after that. If I click on that, that will open up more options. Right away, I see stereo bitrate and another drop-down menu where I could go as low as 16 kilobytes per second. I would not advise that. And as high as 320, which is way overkill. What I've been using for the bit-by-bit is 64 kilobytes per second. I'm not using a lot of music. It's just in the background. I'm not really caring how my vocal sound. It's going to get it down to a nice size. So I'm going to set that at 64 kilobytes per second. Now, as I was mentioning earlier, I can rip this to a smaller size if I go with a mono file. And there's really no reason for me not to go with a mono file for the bit-by-bit. I am not going for high quality here. This is just a quick show talking about tips, and mono will suit it fine. As far as the show that I've started, the Bobby Bucket Show, which is a show with interviews and reading, and I put a song in that show each time. I want that to sound a little better, and I've been ripping that at 112, I believe, kilobytes per second. And also, I leave that as stereo. Next, you'll see the sample rate, and you'll see that's a drop-down menu, and by default, it's set at auto, and just leave that at auto. And then you'll see channels, and it's probably set to stereo. That's where you can, or it might be set to auto as well, but you can select that as mono if you want to try to get your file even smaller. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for the bit-by-bit. So I set that, and then I hit OK to get out of that dialog. I'm back to the preference dialog window, and I hit OK there, and I'm out of there. Now again, I'm back in my library, and I have my file selected, and I'm going to go under Advanced, again, up in the menus, and I'll see that the third selection down is Convert Selection to MP3. And that is how I'm going to convert it to what I just said. Now, where will that file be? That would be, if you go back into the preference and you select on Advanced, that's the last option all the way down, it'll show you the iTunes music folder location. By default on the Macintosh, it's going to go into your home folder in a file called Music. But you can change that there. So if you're having trouble finding it, that's where you're going to want to look. So I hope that helps you with encoding in iTunes. And as I said, everybody that I have read is doing it right in iTunes. It's a very easy way to encode to a small MP3 file. I see I'm almost at my 10-minute mark, but I did want to talk about something else that I mentioned in a previous show as we talked about getting music for your podcast. I mentioned that Adam Curry had talked about a PodSafe network where musicians can upload their files and podcasters can easily grab them and put them in their podcast. Well, that has finally come out. It's in a beta form. They're just starting, so they're working out the bugs. And it's fantastic. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit here. You're going to want to go to music.podshow.com in your browser, and that will take you to the PodSafe Music Network. Right there, you'll see that you can register as either a podcaster or an artist, and it's totally free to do this. So you register as a podcaster. You don't have to. You might look at this and say, oh, this is just for podcasts that are music-based. But it doesn't have to be at all. And so you register, and then you can grab any song here and put it into your podcast without having to ask the artist for permission, because the permission has already been granted. All you have to do is say during your show the following. Some of the music provided tonight is from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. Or you could actually play one of their bumpers. That's like a little jingle, a little commercial in radio language. And they haven't made those yet, but those are coming. And then also a tribute back to the artist, you know, name the artist, and I believe they want you to provide a link back to the artist site as well in your show notes, which is just, you know, the right thing to do. So I don't know how many songs are there already, but there's quite a bit, some great stuff. It is sponsored in part by Absolute Vodka, so this is a site I may not point my students to, but I, you know, see it, you know, as a great resource for getting music for the Pod Show. This is fantastic and really going to make it a lot easier, because trying to find some of that music can be quite a cumbersome activity as you search the internet for those that are Creative Commons licensed and try to dig up artists to get permission, etc. So this is fantastic. Check it out at music.podshow.com. This is brought together by a bunch of people, but I did hear an excellent interview with CeCe Chapman of the Accidental Hash podcast. He's out of Boston. He does a music show. He was talking on Adam Curry and explaining this. So if you want to hear that interview, it's fantastic. Just head on over to dailysourcecode.com. And I emailed CeCe and asked if he could get a genre category of children's music, and he said yeah, that they would put that up. So that'll be a real easy way to find some kids safe music for educational podcasts. Well, I'm definitely over my 10 minute mark. Love to hear your feedback and questions, especially on anything I said tonight. I know I went through it pretty fast. You can go to the website at bobsprankle.com/bitbybit and leave comments or questions right there on the blog, or email me at bitbybitpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd rather send audio comments, you can do that as well, and I can play them right on the podcast. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll try to get another episode out soon.